again, everyone, and welcome to another special sponsored episode of the Ottery Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Sulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor of Autofin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. For this special sponsored episode of the podcast, pleased to welcome the chairman and CEO of LotLinks, Len Short. Len, thank you so much for making time for this special sponsored episode. How are you, sir?
Well, thanks, Nick. Happy to be here.
The topic of our conversation is one of the latest projects at LotLinks. And to begin our conversation, if you could, just describe your latest dealer playbook and how it can benefit and what it provides for dealerships.
Yeah, so I don't think it takes a lot to recognize that we're in a shifting marketplace. And what was working this time last year isn't going to work, this time this year or next year. And we've seen dealers actually confront this, over the last quarter. We ended, December okay in SAR, but largely it was due to fleet sales under 14 million for the first time since 2011, I think about 13.9 for the year. Again, big recovery in fleet sales because of delayed, demand there. But the retail business going forward is going to be a challenging business. I was trained that anything over 14 and a half is a decent business for franchise dealers. And, there are a bunch of varying estimates for next year, but not many of them get us to even 14 and a half. I think the consensus is more like 14.1. So, we're going to be in a somewhat sideways market. And what we see, and what I've seen over and over again in this business is, it bifurcates. There's the top 30% of dealers who, make a great business no matter what the market is. They're aggressive, smart, they run a very tight ship. And even in a down market, they grow. And then there's the, sorry to say this sort of big fat center section, about 60%+ of the dealers that when, hey, times are good, they have a good business. But when times are bad, they have an awful business. Mm-hmm. And that's because the top 30 is eating their lunch. They're growing at their expense. And, and then you've got the bottom who probably should need to find another line of work. So, I think there are a lot of, a lot of different views about, the economy going forward. They range from not so good to awful. Whatever it is, dealers need to get back to operating discipline. A lot of discipline was lost during COVID. People didn't take showers. They got way too comfortable zooming it in. And dealers, they were in the stores, right? So they weren't zooming it in. And they're always, there is no more resilient and tough-minded set of business people. And I've been in a lot of different, Wall Street and the entertainment business and so on. And they're all, cutthroat businesses, but there's nothing like the dealer universe, no matter what you throw at them, they figure out how to survive. Aggressive, and the GMs are always aggressively, competing. But if they're honest, they lost a lot of operating discipline, especially in used. You could buy anything, put any price on it, and it would move. And now what we see is, hey, that's not happening anymore. Prices are dropping, precipitously. Cars are, we've had an asset bubble, including in cars. The average transaction is just shy of 50 grand. You buy a car for $50,000 at today's rates, you've got a comma in your payment, right? It's over $1,000. And so, there's way too much, $50,000 plus used inventory sitting on lots. And, so I think what is the great dealers will get back to that discipline. We've seen them, some of the big dealer groups, enforcing hold times on used. That was a practice that went away during COVID and it's back. Some of the people in the business don't know how to handle it because they've only been around this business when it was good. But, so I think it's, the dealers who do well are going to be the ones who, who have great operating discipline and get back to the basics of of the car business, watching hold times, pricing like a hawk, competitive rates, buying right, a lot of discipline in acquisition. And that's what the playbook is a series of steps the dealer could take, including using some proprietary tools that will give them essentially a playbook that says, you know, listen, if it's a tight environment, this is how to operate tight.
And we're sharing our conversation here. It's the early moments and days of 2023, and you've done a great job articulating a lot of the market trends in play, but perhaps maybe what were some other trends that made you and the team decide that now was the right time to compile and deploy this playbook?
Yeah, I think, as we expose our data, Lotlinks is a technology company first, never been really a salesy company. You know, we've grown very nicely, but that's really based on our relationships, we get into a large dealer group with one store and then it just grows. All of our technology is built on predictive machine learning. And so massive data sets, we have the largest data set in the business because we've not only aggregated all the big guys and all of what they know, but we're the industry standard for what's sitting on lots and what's happening around it. So our machines are monitoring every bin, what's stocked around it, how it's priced, how that profile of VIN and that specific year, make, and model is moving through that lot and how that changes in seasonality. The other cars stocked around it and how it competes and interacts with those cars. Because it's, not only the direct make, and model, competition, but as every dealer knows, people will cross shop into a variety of things that suit their needs. Weather, if you got to move a used unit in 30, 45 days max, you have a couple of bad weather weekends and you're going to impact the profitability on that car, how quickly it turns. So it's monitoring all of that on the dealer's lot and every other competitive dealer around it and ranking it based on the profile of direct competitors, key competitors, we call it, right? Because there's always, I learned a long time ago, there's me, there's my everyday competitor, and there's always somebody else in every deal, right? There's always two other guys who are, vying for the business. And we've got that massive data set and it's, we use it behind the scenes, to run our applications, and our platform, as dealers move bins onto our platform to, change their outcomes. But we've continually started to expose these tools to our dealers. Hey, look at how you do with this year, make, model, car. Here's your pattern and here's the inherent risk when you brought that car on your lot based on your ability to move cars like that. This one store can be great at trucks and lousy at sedans, and the store right next door can be great at sedans and lousy at trucks, to oversimplify. So, we've started to, expose that real-time predictive pricing, competitive pricing, so they know exactly where they need to be in order to compete, not a penny less, or frankly, a penny more, especially in this market, can't be overpriced. So as we expose that, dealers are just wowed. Like, oh my God, so we're just starting to move that out into tools that give dealers better perspective on what's going on, what the machines are doing behind the scenes, right? Because the technology needs to be invisible, but frankly, understanding some of the pieces that are driving it, is valuable to the dealer. It helps them make better decisions and have better control of their inventory outcomes.
Again, the voice you're hearing for this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Len Short, the chairman and CEO of Lotlinks, and we're discussing their new playbook that the company has just offered, and it's available on their website to help dealerships of all stripes. And Len, of all the plays in this playbook, which one do you think is absolutely necessary and why?
The biggest issue that frankly dealers have across the board and they're blind to until we come across is, they'll say, listen, I need VDP views. And then they'll be like, yeah, what's my cost per VDP view? And what's my, you know, what are my engagement metrics on these VDP views? And so they're managing to all of that. But what they miss is really views on what? What you find invariably is that over 85% of the budget will be spent on less than 5% of the cars. And those cars are the click candy. The cars that are already sold are going to sell themselves. They don't need a penny of advertising to move on time. But they're sucking up all of the dealer's budget. You know, so you'll look at a Hellcat or a built-up truck or a, you know, 200,000-mile 999, you know, or 9995 F-150. And, you know, the dealer will be spending $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month in clicks against those cars. And it's always stunning to them. And they get wrapped around the axle when they say, you know, I spend $3,000 on that. I mean, that car is sold, just sitting in my showroom, you know, and I could sell 100 of those if I could get them. Right. So I'm spending all my money landing, you know, views on that car, you know, and again, it's stunning when you look at the waste, but really the big dollars are in the other side of that equation, because when you're burning up 85% of your budget on a handful of cars, there's this long tail of cars that need help, that actually need some advertising to move, that are getting nothing. They're not getting the help they need. And that's what's driving your cost up. Right? And every dealer knows, listen, I chase my number. You know, I got to do 200 units this month. And they chase that number, but the business is won or lost on the units they don't sell. Right, the units that are aging out, that they collect trying to make that number. You sell a bunch of Grand Cherokees, but you collect a boatload of Renegades in the process. That's going to drag your business down on the other side. So you've got to be able to have control over where your dollars are going. Same thing on leads. They're like, I need leads. But then they look at, oh, I got 100 leads. Well, guess what? You got 99 on the Hellcat that's already sold. You didn't get any on the stuff that you need to sell. Oh my God, you're right. Oh my God, we've never seen. Oh my God. It's stunning to them, but it's the fundamental thing. And the problem in the business is that there are a lot of people sort of pushing all the engagement metrics. Oh, look at this. We got all these cheap clicks and look at the return visits we got. But guess what? It was all on the same car. I mean, I don't know, some kid looking at a Hellcat over and over again. You know, so it doesn't matter which vendor you use, because they're all dependent on the big portal platforms, right? Somebody pushes your stuff up to Facebook, they're using Facebook's, you know, platform to do that. So Facebook chooses what they advertise. You put all your inventory there, but they're not going to show all your inventory. They're going to show the click candy. And they'll say, well, that's what engaged, quote, engages our audience. But that's not what you need to spend your ad money on. You have no control over that. So we built a fundamentally different execution. We're a Facebook technology partner. We have a fundamentally different deployment. It gives the dealer control over where they spend their ad dollars. And it redeploys, it claws back that waste and puts it on the cars that need it out. Because, you know, a CDJR dealer is going to move his Grand Cherokees just fine. Mm-hmm. But it's his Renegades that he's got issues with. And that's where his money needs to go. And so when they start to look at their business that way from the VIN out, it's a whole different game. And it's a whole different set of decisions. And they just haven't had the tools to be able to see that until we came along. And you know, we started the whole direct to VDP revolution. When we started this business, I had to explain to every single dealer what a VDP was. They didn't even know they had them. they were pushing their cars up to the portals. You know, so we were we pioneered this, but you know, what we quickly found was, hey, not all VDP views are equal. You know, and so it really was a managing exactly what kind of view to which car. That was the whole game. And, you know, so that's, you know, so as dealers become, you know, they don't need to spend more. They just need better control over where they're spending their money, because it's vastly wasted now. You go to any given dealership, this is what drives our business. They walk in and say, you do the same thing. I'm already doing fine on all this. And then you show them, they're like, oh my God, where you been? Yeah.
The insights for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast are coming from Len Short, who is the chairman and CEO of LotLinks, which has recently deployed a dealer playbook of great recommendations to help dealerships of all sizes. And it's available at their website at lotlinks.com. And Len, we've discussed the playbook in depth already, but what might be some other top recommendations that you could share as far as to help dealers looking to gain market share? What else are you sharing with clients?
Listen, the biggest issue that, and I don't blame them, you know, is this big rush to digital, you know, so you know, digital spending has more than doubled over the last decade. But think of what's happened with SAR. You know, it was 15.5, now it's 13.9. So, you know, I can't tell you how many owners have said, listen, I was a 200 unit store then. I'm spending vastly more, but I'm still a 200 unit store. This thing has just cost me money. And frankly, with that big explosion in digital, there's just been a lot of opportunists that have come in, and there's just a lot of confusion in the marketplace. You know, this vendor comes in and says, oh, you know, here's our pitch and look over here and, you know, you got to do more of this. And, you know, it sounds good, but you look at it, hey, you're selling more. You know, how's your share gone? Have you increased share? Have you cut your time on lot? Have you increased your PBR, your held gross? Well, you know, they talk about that. It's all the digital metrics, you know. Oh, yeah, you got more repeat visits, you know. You know, that doesn't equal selling more cars, unfortunately. And so dealers have been, you know, deeply suspicious, and for good reason. It's very hard, you know, to have the average dealer, you know, really doesn't really want to think about this anymore, because they've had this what one dealer called the vendor train. Like, you know, one right after another, and they're all the same, man. You know, I think they're different, but it all turns out the same. So the thing that is most important, frankly, it's hard. It's like one of these things that's hard to get until you get it. And then you can't think about it things any differently. You know, the same way again, it just changes everything. Machines have had an impact in every aspect of our life. Imagine mowing your lawn without a machine, or, you know, washing the clothes without a machine, you know, I mean, back then. And I think a lot of people are finally getting exposed to the true power of machine learning, because the explosion of ChatGPT. If you haven't tried it, you should go. Go and tell it to, I don't know, write a performance improvement plan for an employee you got that's not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And it will do the most brilliant job you can imagine out of like thin air. You give it a couple of facts and it'll bring you an idea. I mean, it's remarkable. So people are finally saying, oh my God, this, I mean, it's alive, man. Look at what it can do. And so the biggest problem with this explosion of data and all of the complications that's come into our business because of digital, and by the way, the multiple ways that we have to sell cars now. It used to be that people came out a lot, kicked the tires, bought the car. You know, it doesn't work that way. We've got, you know, home deliveries and online and all sorts of different things. It's become highly complex. And you need a machine, frankly, to keep track of it all and to make the decisions for you. And the thing that you know, so I could see dealers would be suspicious, like, I'm not going to hand my business over to a machine. You know, I mean, it can't do what I do. But I'm here to tell you, it does exactly what you would do. It does exactly what you would do if you had the same information. And if you could make all those decisions at the pace that it's making it. And so to be operating your inventory in today's market without machine assistance is frankly the biggest folly. And that's what dealers are going to realize next. It's not about the next vendor with some pitch. It's really, you know, it's deploying machine technologies to assist you in discharging the inventory risk that you take on every month. To understand it and compensate for it. Sometimes you buy right, sometimes not so much. Sometimes the market moves towards you. Sometimes it moves away from you. Sometimes, you know, hey, there were no units like this last month. Now we're flooded with them, you know? And all of that stuff is constantly changing. And frankly, you would do the same exact thing the machine's going to do, because that's what's scary about it. It just, it's literally will scare you. Everybody who's close to machine learning is terrified because we know, it, you know, how powerful it is. And most people hear this, they're like, all right, you know, yeah, it's not really what I do. Go to ChatGPT, give it a tough task and then see what happens. It'll scare you. But if you're a lawyer, it should scare the, you know, living daylights out of you because it'll write a better contract than you'll ever write. Okay. And it'll do it in 30 seconds. You can give the most complex business problem. And, you know, and so this is the power of machines. And so dealers who are not deploying machine technology to manage their inventory are frankly going to get left behind. And that's the strongest advice I could make is if you got another ounce of energy to listen to, you know, another vendor, right? Listen on this topic. Stop listening about digital and engagements and G4 and, you know, Google GA4 and all this noise. Think about how to deploy machine, you know, predictive technologies against your inventory. That is the number one. The dealers who get it are going to run away from everybody else. And that's what we're seeing.
Fascinating insights from the chairman and CEO of LotLinks, Len Short, here on this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. And Len, you've shared so many insightful points already, but perhaps another chance to cut through that confusion as you referenced a bit already. But again, how would you define operational control and what that means for dealerships? How would you define those terms for them?
Yeah, I mean, they've defined it, right? In the you know, every well-run dealership looks at, you know, their hold times, you know, their held gross, their price to market, you know, the pattern of, especially on used, you know, what they've sold successfully, how it depreciates, how it has to be priced in order to move on time, you know, and so those fundamentals of the car business, which I think we lost a lot of discipline on. And so they know these things. The only problem is there are so many things to do in a dealership every day. And again, I say this with the deepest respect. I mean, I've never seen such a relentless operating, you know, group of people in all of my business career. So I'm not criticizing dealers. I'm just saying it's overwhelming. So it really is sort of back to the basics. I'll tell you, I've had this repeating. I spent a lot of time with owners, you know, big principals and so on. And I've heard this over and over again. They're like, you know, and all last year they were worrying about this. They're like, you know what? I mean, this market we're in, I mean, I'm making money hand over fist. I mean, it's unbelievable. But, you know, this is not the car business. And what I'm afraid of is most of my people have never seen the real car business. Most of them have come in since 2011, the last time we saw sort of a sideways market. You know, it's been 15, 16 million SAR right along. And then it was COVID and we could just slap a price on anything and make a fortune. You know, and so what they were mostly concerned with is like, hey, listen, I got to be an owner because I managed through a series of, you know, there's always something happening in the car business, right? So they've managed through a series of downturns. They know how to, you know, survive and prosper. That's how they got there. But getting everybody, you know, back to that discipline. I had an owner the other day, I won't tell you the whole story, but who was chuckling because he was, you know, one of his GMs, they were on a call and they're going through some of the fundamentals. And he was like, oh my God, the GM was like, oh my God, what are we going to do when that happens? And it was, you know, something that always happens in a normal car business. And the owner was like, we're going to do what we always do. Like, you don't know what that is because you've never seen it. You know, so I think, you know, the car business is going to be just fine. It always is. You know, there will be winners and losers. And it's really back to the fundamentals. So we see, you know, owner, you know, group after group, you know, implementing hard turn deadlines on used. I remember talking to a Penske store. It was, you know, I bought a car from them. And they told me that it was their most profitable store. And the GM was saying, listen, I have to be a Porsche store. He only kept the Porsches he took on trade, but he took great stuff on fresh Audis and Mercedes and all sorts of great stuff. He dumped it all out to wholesale because he had only 30 days to sell. And he didn't really, he hadn't tuned his marketing so he could move that inventory. So he was missing out, vastly. So we're starting to see those hard deadlines on turn. That's discipline, right? So now the operating people are going to have to, have a lot of discipline in order to meet those deadlines without taking the hit of wholesale. And so, it's going to get pushed down through the ranks here. And, and again, machines can help you. Machines can be the savior here, not the threat, but the savior. They're never going to replace you. Don't worry about that. But they're going to help you do what you would do if you could, if you had the time and you had all the data. And that's what, and you're going to be able to meet these new requirements of the car business, right? These this tougher, tighter, more disciplined requirements of the car business, with the help of machine technology.
Moments here on this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast featuring Len Short, who is the chairman and CEO of Lot Links. And Len, to round out our conversation, and certainly not looking to divulge any company secrets by any means, but how does you and your team are able to keep a close eye on this shifting market to be able to serve dealership clients? How does Lot Links do what it does?
We built our business with, we were lucky to align with some of the best operators in the business, and we made them beta partners. And so we get very close to to what's going on in their business, what they're concerned with. And basically we build products to solve their problems. Because we think, listen, if the really smart guys, have these challenges, that's what, then everybody can benefit. So we have, I can't name them, but we have really kind of the who's who as our beta partners. And that's how our business has grown. I would encourage anybody listening, if anybody still is listening, if they go to NADA, drop by the booth. If you're not going to NADA, go to lotlinks.com/live. We have a series of speakers, some remarkable talent from the industry. Steve Greenfield stands out. He gives a presentation about what's going on and what's going to, the forces that are going to impact the car business going forward. I've watched, he comes to our dealer advisory council. We pull in a lot of top dealers into these regular meetings. I've watched him take them through it, and they're absolutely blown away. The best thing they've ever seen, they say. And so we're going to have a series of those kind of events where dealers can kind of step back and think about, okay, what's impacting the business? Where is this thing going? And how should I be thinking? Because I think, the way of thinking about the business last year is not going to be the way that wins next year. And so being exposed to some of that, and that's why we're hosting this series. Lot Links Live, you can attend via Zoom. You don't have to be at NADA or in Dallas to do it, or you can swing by the booth. We've got a big stage and refreshments, cocktails, anything people want. But that's, I would say it'd be worth your while to listen to a couple of those sessions. But go to Lot Links Live, lotlinks.com/live. You can check them out. You can register there for the online or in-person sessions. You can get a copy of the court recording when you're done. So, if you don't have all the time to listen to it, you'll have access. You can share it with other people in your group. I guarantee you, because I've seen it, 100% of the dealers have seen Steve's. He's the keynote speaker at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is the biggest show on earth. And he is the keynote speaker there. And so he's doing this from, at Lot Links Live. So I would strongly recommend anybody, take a look at that. And it's going to help you think smarter about how you navigate into the future.
That's Len Short, Chairman and CEO of Lot Links, here on this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Len, thank you so much for all the great insights during our conversation. As they say, times they are changing. So Len, thank you so much again.
Thanks, Nick.
you've missed any of our past episodes of the podcast, just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. Or just subscribe through whichever platform you get your podcasts. For fellow hosts, Bill Zedites and Joe Overby, as well as our fantastic executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.